It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey, friends. Welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. We are in week two of a 3 week sub season about teenage brains. And I'm going to talk more broadly today about teenage brains and identity formation, specifically based on a fascinating research study I saw. So some time ago, a friend sent me a link to the report on this study. And what they'd done is that researchers had done MRI brain scans of a group of 10-year-olds who were prepubescent, and then again on the same kids when they were 13 years old. And while the scans were taking place, the researchers asked the kids a series of questions. Some of the questions were merely focused on knowledge, but some of the questions were particularly focused on self-perception and identity issues, and even more particularly on identity issues connected to social interaction. Now, here's what they found. No significant difference between the 10-year-old kids and their 13-year-old selves in terms of the brain function on the knowledge questions. But they found a significant difference in brain activity focused on in part on the prefrontal cortex with the self-perception and identity questions. Here's my thoughts. First, I find this to be a wonderful scientific confirmation of the reality that after puberty, young teens begin the trek into the new world of abstract thinking. And a big part of abstract thinking is the new possibility of third-person perspective, which I talked about on last week's episode also. In other words, young teens, unlike their preteen counterparts, have the ability to view themselves and other people and objects and issues from another's perspective. This new third-person thinking is rocket fuel to the adolescent task of identity formation. Without self-perception and some sense of how others view me, it's difficult to form an active identity. Second, the part of the brain that was really firing when researchers were asking questions focused on self-perception and identity issues, the part where the difference showed up was the prefrontal cortex, and this is a big deal. On one hand, it makes complete sense that it was that part of the brain, since it's that part of the brain that's responsible for higher order thought. And third-person perspective, including self-perception, is complex stuff. But here's what's significant about that, in my opinion. The prefrontal cortex or frontal lobes are also part of the brain that we've heard so much about in adolescence over the last 20 years. MRIs have shown us that the frontal lobes of teenagers are significantly underdeveloped, something we didn't know until MRIs helped us look at live, healthy teenage brains in action. The reality of underdeveloped frontal lobes, responsible for all sorts of important things like wisdom, prioritization, impulse control, risk analysis, decision-making, and other critical thinking skills, it has become, wrongly in my opinion, cause for assuming that teenagers are not capable of these thought processes. This study confirms for me, sure, teenagers, and particularly young teens, are limited in their decision-making, prioritization, impulse control, and so on, but they're not incapable, and they are definitely not broken. Parents and youth workers, let's get those prefrontal cortexes firing. I'm convinced that other than the mysterious transforming work of God, frontal lobe development is about the most critical aspect of both faith formation and the move to adulthood.
Hey folks, quick little announcement. I hope you know by now that the main thing the Youth Cartel does is we offer a year-long leadership development program for youth workers called the Youth Ministry Coaching Program. I really believe it's a best-in-class coaching program. We've had 800 people go through it over the last 15 years. And I just see regularly in front of my very eyes, see people's lives and ministries transformed. So check out theyouthcartel.com and go to the coaching tab. No, we're currently trying to fill a cohort in Springfield, Illinois, and one in central Pennsylvania, one in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a level 2 cohort in northern Indiana. So hit me up if you have any questions about that.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.